Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm your host, and we are breaking down a massive session from Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. The Fed has spoken, the bulls are running, and small caps are finally having their moment in the sun. Let's dive in.
I am pumped to be here. What a day. We finally got that 25 basis point cut, but the reaction? That was the real story. We saw the S&P 500 up 0.7%, the Dow up over 1%, but the real star? The Russell 2000. Small caps ripped 1.3% to hit fresh record highs. The risk-on trade is officially back.
It certainly felt like a shift in character. Going into this meeting, the street was bracing for a hawkish cut. You know, cut the rates, but talk tough. Did Powell deliver that?
He tried to, but the data spoke louder. Look at the summary of economic projections. They revised real GDP growth up from 1.8% to 2.3%. That is a significant jump. At the same time, they lowered the inflation outlook. It's the Goldilocks scenario all over again. Stronger growth, lower inflation, and steady unemployment at 4.4%.
So better growth without the inflation penalty. That explains why the bulls are charging. But I noticed something interesting in the policy notes. The Fed is buying treasury bills?
Exactly. That was the hidden gem for liquidity. They announced they'll start purchasing $40 billion in treasury bills per month, starting December 12th. They say it's to manage reserve balances, but let's call it what it is. It's liquidity. And markets love liquidity. That helped snap the losing streak in treasuries, pushing the 10-year yield down to 4.16%.
Liquidity is king. Now, let's pivot to the sector wins, because it wasn't just a macro story today. The leaderboard was screaming, industrial renaissance. What are you seeing there?
Industrials were the absolute powerhouse, up 1.8%. And you cannot talk about this sector without talking about the monster move in GE Vernova, ticker GEV. This stock rallied over 15% to all-time highs. This isn't just a utility play anymore. It is the AI power trade.
15% on a large cap is massive. What triggered that explosion?
They came out swinging, reaffirmed guidance, doubled their dividend, and announced a $10 billion buyback. But the narrative is what matters. They see their backlog hitting $200 billion by 2028. Why? Data centers. The demand for electricity to power AI compute is surging, and GEV is selling the shovels for that gold rush. It dragged the whole sector up with it.
Incredible. It's fascinating how AI demand is bleeding into physical infrastructure. Now, looking elsewhere, consumer discretionary also had a great day. We saw Amazon and Tesla putting in work.
Right. Consumer discretionary was up 1.5%. Amazon added nearly 1.7%, and Tesla was up 1.4%. When you have the consumer giants and the industrial builders rallying together, that is a very healthy breath signal. Even the banks joined the party. JP Morgan rebounded over 3% after that slide yesterday. It was broad-based buying.
However, I have to play devil's advocate here. While the indices were up, I'm looking at the volume on the SPY and QQQ. It doesn't look like a massive volume breakout yet. Are we just consolidating at the highs?
That is a fair critique. And the one caution flag. If you look at the intraday action on the SPY, it's stuck in a consolidation block between support at 682 and resistance at 691. The QQQ is similar, trapped between 620 and 630. We are drifting higher, but we haven't seen that explosive volume expansion on the major indices yet. It's a grind-up rather than a blow-off top.
So for the active traders listening, where is the momentum for tomorrow? If the indices are grinding, where are the breakout setups?
You have to look at the continuation plays. The semiconductor space had some specific pockets of strength. I am watching Western Digital, ticker WDC. It trended up all session and closed strong. If it clears $182.50, it has room to run. Same with Pure Storage, ticker PSTG. It closed near the high of the day. These are storage plays catching a bid.
Storage seems to be the theme. What about sticking with that industrial strength we just talked about?
Absolutely. Eaton Corp, ticker ETN. This is another electrical infrastructure play. It's making higher highs and closed firm. If we see a break above $354.40, that is a blue sky breakout setup. Also, keep an eye on United Airlines, ticker UAL. The airlines have been trending beautifully, and UAL is flagging right under $108. A push through there could see $111 very quickly.
Okay, so we have storage, electricals, and airlines. What is the one thing traders need to watch at the open tomorrow morning?
Watch the opening half-hour range. Since we are near all-time highs, we don't want to chase a gap up. Let the price stabilize. If SPY holds above 682, you look for those continuation breakouts in names like GEV or WDC. But if we lose 682 on volume, we might see a quick fade. Stay tactical, focus on the leaders, and don't fight the tape.
Solid advice. The Fed gave the green light, growth estimates are up, and the leaders are leading. Get your watch lists ready. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. Let's crush it tomorrow.
And thank you for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll see you on the charts.